Hello and welcome to the Exotica Hour. I'm Captain Brian Mishkush, sitting in for Kudra Clover, who is jet-setting her way to the studio here in New York City. This week, we have a really good show for you. Mr. Ho's Orchestratica will be doing the music of Esquivel, as well as some new and very flavorful Exotica tunes. So let's begin the show with Esquivel's Boulevard of Broken Dreams, recorded over a half century ago, only a couple of blocks from our location here in the intergalactic Tiki Hut in the concrete jungles of New York City. Kudra, is that you? Kudra?
Captain Kush? Yeah, I hear you. I'm about to take off.
Holy bamboo poles, Captain. I just got demoted from first class to a middle seat in the back by an exit row. Oh, I'm coming as soon as I can, Captain Kush. Here I come.
Thank you.
So we're still awaiting the imminent arrival of that notorious jet setter, Kudra Clover. So let's play Walter Wanderley's Song of the Jet to hopefully speed her along on her merry way. Ooh.
I'm here at the Intergalactic Tiki Hut with Brian O'Neill, the mastermind behind Mr. Ho's Orchestratica, and Jennifer O'Neill. Brian and Jen, welcome to the Exotica Hour.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Okay, so your first CD, The Unforgettable Sounds of Esquivel. Esquivel, let's talk about him for a moment. I mean, this is a man with his own musical genre, space-age bachelor pad music. He's kind of like the mad scientist of modern music. At the age of 15, he had a 15-piece band in Mexico, then it was 22-piece, then it was 54-piece. Came to Hollywood, and he did really amazing things with stereo, with music that's more psychedelic than psychedelic 60s music. What drew you to Esquivel?
Well, I heard his music back in 2004 for the first time. I picked up more of Other Worlds, Other Sounds, and I was really turned on to his big band writing, and that was something that I had done extensively in college as a drummer. And his style of arranging in the classical way, using big band instrumentation, but also maintaining a very pop, unique aesthetic that's only his, was really attractive to me, and I kind of liked the parallels to Exotica and jazz. He had done the same thing with big band jazz, creating his own niche that kind of sits within the Latin framework and maybe the big band framework, but doesn't neatly, you know, ride inside that fine line there. So that's what kind of turned me onto it.
Well, Esquivel recorded some of his music at Webster Hall, right literally a 2-minute walk from here. So let's pick a song from your CD. Which would you like to do?
Why don't we do Andalusia, also known as The Breeze and I? I think that's really indicative of the Esquivel sound.
Okay, here we go. Okay, we're back from Andalusia, joined again by Brian O'Neill and Jennifer O'Neill from Mr. Ho's Orchestratica, talking about the unforgettable sounds of Esquivel. Well, I think it's really a brilliant effort, a real genius piece of modern exotic. I want to congratulate you on it. I also want to talk to you about your new CD, Third River Rangoon, which is more, I would say, traditional exotica, but it really isn't traditional exotica. Why don't you talk about that project?
Yeah, so the quartet, I started this group in 2009. I kind of got the urge to do some composing and writing again. and just to really focus on playing the vibraphone and percussion. So I started writing tunes, and I decided I was ready to, you know, do some recording with this group. And my interest has always been in more in the compositional side, not so much covering all of the Martin Denny and Arthur Lyman. We do some of that material, but covering some of the lesser known artists like Tchaikovsky and Milt Raskin and some of these other composers that had unique sounds that could be exotica had they been a little later in life, but also the new sounds of exotica and what that could be.
Okay, well, why don't you pick a song for us to listen to from the CD?
Yeah, my favorite tune is actually called Autumn Digging Dance. So why don't we play that one?
Okay, here's Autumn Digging Dance from Third River Rangoon. It's Mr. Ho's Orchestratica. Back Kudra here in the Intergalactic Tiki Hut with Brian O'Neill and Jennifer O'Neill from one of my favorite, if not my favorite, new exotica bands, Mr. Ho's Orchestratica. Jennifer, you did some singing on the Esquivel CD, and as we know, Esquivel worked with this rather remarkable group of singers called the Randy Van Horn Singers, doing these amazing vocalizations. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what this project was like for you as a singer?
Yeah, thank you. I mean, it was a really, really exciting project, to say the least. You know, working with this big band and working in this kind of genre of music is something very unique that I perhaps don't necessarily have a chance to do very often. I personally come from a classical background, and some of the other singers do as well, or jazz or musical theater. And what this project offers us is an opportunity to sing and make sound effects and do all sorts of really exciting things with our voices that perhaps we don't have a chance to do otherwise.
And singing things like pow and...
pow and zuzu and all sorts of things like that. And you can't help but really get excited about the music when you're making those kind of sounds.
Well, you guys did it spectacularly well. It's the first time in over 50 years that we've heard those sounds, and it's just great. I wanted to know what it's like working with this modern-day mad genius of Exotica. I mean, if anyone goes to the website, orchestratica.com, right, you'll see Brian leaping about, literally endangering the lives of musicians as he goes from instrument to instrument. What's it like working with Brian?
You know, in some regards, I think we as the singers are a little envious. We don't get to move around the stage quite as much as Brian does and some of the other percussionists. But, you know, it's really been a special experience, as I mentioned. I think, you know, his attention to detail is wonderful. I think, you know, trying to recreate the sounds of Esquivel is a challenge. But I think as a collective ensemble, working with Brian, it's really been, or Mr. Ho, rather, it's been quite an experience and a really exciting entertaining and great, wonderful performing experience.
You really want to get to one of these performances so you don't have to wait another 50 years for the next one. Let's have another song. Jen, why don't you introduce it?
Sure. Why don't we listen to the title track, Third River Rangoon.
Okay, title track from Mr. Ho's Orchestratica's new CD. It's been great, by the way, having you guys on here. The music's fantastic. I recommend all our listeners go out and get these two CDs. And here we go with Third River Rangoon. Thank you. here. She is approaching the microphone.
Hi, Beryl. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Beryl, I always love being in your large apartment. We're in the, what do you call it?
It's Captain Kush's intergalactic tiki hut.
This is actually, Beryl, I think it's actually now, everyone knows it's probably the most tiki per square inch you can get.
In the galaxy.
Thank you for letting me come here. So, I guess I miss Brian then.
Yeah, Brian is himself jet-setted out. You jet-setters, we just can't keep, we need air traffic controllers just to keep track of these people.
We're kind of like ships in the night. We just came from Boston, and now we're here in New York, and, sorry. Hey, but let's listen to some more of the music.
Yeah, let me welcome you. Since you did miss Brian, here's a song off his CD. This is the Esquivel CD, and it's really beautiful. It is Arab Dance by the exotic artist Tchaikovsky.
Oh, one of my favorites. Okay.
Thank you. Hey, Kuja, why don't you take over for a while? I'm going to hit the tiki bar.
Okay, Captain Kush, I think I will. Actually, I only have time for one more song, which I'm going to dedicate to you. But first, I'd like to say you did a really good job, Captain Kush. And thanks a lot again to Mr. and Mrs. Ho from the Orchestratica. If you guys want to get 6 free tracks and check them out, you can go to their website, which is orchestratica.com. And hit join your mailing list, and you can get 6 free songs from them. And they are good, as you've already heard. And, if you have any comments or questions, write to theexotichour.com. I'm Kuja Clover, and this last song is for you, Captain Kush, because we are in New York City. It's called Manhattan Minuet by Raymond Scott. Ooh, 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 ah, 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 ah!
Thank you.